This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
All right, we have Angela Folk on the phone from the YMCA. And Angela, you and I go back a long way because you helped me learn how to swim right for a triathlon. And what you do at the YMCA is extraordinary. I mean, you help people in so many ways. How are things going? And good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
We're coming back slowly but surely. It's good to see the wellness center and the pool a little bit more utilized than it was, say, 3 weeks ago. So, and we're looking forward to more people coming back in October. And yeah. I'm looking forward to a new 2021 where we can hopefully move past this and you know, have the restrictions lifted a little bit.
Did I hear? I remember when I did and Debbie did the YMCA challenge. We used to go outside and do some things at times with a variety of workouts that were lined up for us. Do you utilize the outside at all?
Yes. So we have a trainer. His name is Austin, and he goes outside a lot. He'll go back in the south part of our property, and we have some fun tractor tires and all sorts of functional training pieces that he will use. And I would say people, that's a love-hate relationship with the outside workout.
Actually, I think that was one of my favorite parts of the WSOY MCA challenge. You know, going outside and running, going, you know, out there and doing those training sessions outside.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to do that. I mean, it was hard work, obviously, and Austin's a tough trainer, but it was a lot of fun. It just gave you, you know, rather than being inside all the time, it gave you that different perspective and made things just a little bit different.
Yeah. And, you know, we're thankful that St. John's lets us use their property. So we do a lot of running. Because that's some nice little grades back there with the hill.
Right.
We call them
hills.
To
yeah.
People that actually live in a hilly community, they're like, this is nothing. But to us, it's a big deal.
Yes, it was. It doesn't even look like a very much of an incline. But when you're doing that over and over again, it was a lot.
When they make you do like 12 repeaters with, you know, 15 seconds rest, it doesn't feel so great.
Yes.
Ooh. When you say repeaters, I think of burpees. I mean, anything that has a plural to it scares me.
As most people know, burpees are not my favorite thing. So if I don't do them, I don't make you do them.
No, your favorite things are those dumb ropes. And man, those things are killers.
I do like the ropes, and I love walking lunges. So, yeah.
So, you know, you're kind of... I shouldn't say this. I don't know this, but it seems to me you're an inside trainer more than you're an outside trainer.
Yeah, it kind of just depends. It depends on my mood. I like to, if people don't get outside a lot, I like to get them out there. But I do like to use the toys that we have in the training studio. They're fun.
Let me ask you this question about swimming. I was told once that swimming utilizes every muscle group in the body and is the absolute best exercise out of them all that you can do. Is that an exaggeration?
No, that is not an exaggeration. That is absolutely true.
And you're a good swimmer. I mean, you showed me things that I would never have known I was doing until you watched me swim. And I'm still not I'm not fast at anything. But you really made me more efficient, and I wasn't quite as exhausted at the end of the long swim.
Exactly. So, and I think that's the hardest thing for people that are trying to improve their swimming is to make them more efficient. But it really is the timing of the breathing. And once you get that down, it makes it so much easier because you don't want to be out of breath after doing one length and just have to hang on the side for a minute. You want to be able to swim back and forth and do different intervals and repeaters of different lengths and feel good, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
get that heart rate up and
but
the breathing. The breathing is the key. And if you're holding your breath the entire length and expecting to swim 2,000 yards or whatever, it's going to take you a really long time. So my goal is just to try to make everybody be as efficient as possible on top of that water so we can build the yardage and build that cardiovascular efficiency.
You know, I was really lucky. My parents got me in the water very, very young. And so I'm not intimidated by swimming or the water at all. Although, you know, when you get in races, you want to be better at it. And that's why I came to you. But I run into people all the time. And these are marathon runners, which I don't have any, half a marathon as far as I'll go. I think you're crazy to do two of those. But
agreed.
But Debbie, where do you come down on swimming? Are you intimidated? Are you on which camp are you in?
No, and that is, I learned to swim better at the Y as well. And Gene, when Gene was still there, Mueller, and part of the triathlon, he taught me in the Y pool how to swim in a lake because that's completely different.
You're not kidding.
Completely different.
Yes,
yeah.
And so I learned there as well. And I'm comfortable swimming just about anywhere. But I wasn't doing it right to do a triathlon and to do mm-hmm. a triathlon in the lake and really honed in on my skills during that.
Right.
So, and I just did the Rodney. I didn't do the shorter version, the sprint.
The sprint.
Yes.
Well, you know, those sprints, I tell people the sprint is good enough. The sprint is but you can't even fake a sprint. You've got to train for a sprint.
You do.
Absolutely.
You do.
And I mean, open water is completely different than a pool. And Debbie's right. You have got to train completely differently. You have to learn how to sight and make sure that you are, you know, taking the shortest route between one point to the next, because you can drift very easily.
Right, right.
All right. So I'm sure there are a lot of people out there listening saying, well, listen to those guys talk about triathlons. And I want to tell you what, I started when I was 54 years old. Because I needed to figure out something to keep the weight off. And I saw a 65-year-old man do the Rodney, and he did the whole thing when I only did one third of it is in a relay. And mm-hmm. that's when I got focused. It's never too late, and you don't have to worry about competition. It's just do it for your own good. Is that good advice, Angela?
Absolutely. And I try to challenge myself, you know, in a different decade. Hey, what do I want to do differently this decade or this year than I did last year? And it's always good to have goals, short-term and long-term, and you adjust them as you complete them. And I think it's important that you do that. I think it's important that you schedule it into your daily routine, just like you would do anything else during your workday, because it really is a healthy lifestyle is going to help you in the long run, no matter what you're doing, work-related, family-related. It's just going to make you feel better and have more energy, and I encourage everyone to do that.
You know, and my first triathlon, I was, I think, 42 when I first did it, and I'd never even run a 5K before that.
Did you feel great after that?
You just jumped in, literally.
Right, and I trained, and probably, you know, just probably not the best at training, but I did it, and I started with the Sullivan Triathlon, which mm-hmm. was swimming in a pool, mm-hmm. and I was dead last. As a matter of fact, they didn't even know I was still out there, and I was still on my bike route. And
don't feel bad. I got disqualified on that race because I got confused. The course was
I remember
not,
that we
not
were
very
the
well
same year.
Manned, and
yes.
I was a dummy.
And the city was right behind me on the bike route, picking up the cones. But I made it in. I didn't stop the whole time. I was just really, really slow. And made it through the run and finished. But I was, again, I was dead last. But I didn't care because it was an accomplishment for
That's
me
it.
Personally.
Absolutely. That's
you
it.
You made your goal.
That is it. And it's not, the one good thing about getting older, you don't care about peer pressure.
Exactly.
You just care about, you know, being healthy. And that's what the YMCA is all about. And if someone wants to come and start their training or just, you know, you start off slow and work your way up. But Angela, you're a perfect person to talk to, and I'm sure you have other staff members that could help as well.
Absolutely, and we are looking at, you know, new members that join. We're going to do 3 half-hour training sessions for free just to kind of get them where they feel comfortable coming into the wellness center and working on the cardio equipment. Maybe even, you know, they want to do something in the pool. That's fine as well.
All right, that's the YMCA. It's right over there across the street from Decatur Memorial Hospital, next to the Cancer Care Center, right mm-hmm. in front of, was it St. John's?
Yep.
Lutheran Church. So Go see Angela, folks, the YMCA here in Decatur.
Thank you so much, Angela.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.